Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. We thank God for the grace to see this fantastic new year. You know, 2021 is the time where we're going to become better people. We're going to, you know, take our walk with God seriously. And I pray this year is fantastic for us and we're all filled with testimonies in Jesus' name. So I know that it's been 2 months since I released the last episode, and yeah, there are reasons for that. I think firstly, I have been under construction by the Holy Spirit, and really, I have been struggling, and I struggled the last 2 months in my walk with God. But you know, now it's all better, and I want to use this new year to, you know, share these experiences. And that's what this episode is going to be about, sharing my experience this past 2 months, what I struggled with and how I got past it. So without wasting much time, let's get to it. But before we do that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life and everything that you do for us. We pray right now that, you know, everything that we hear, everything we listen to impacts our hearts, that every seed sown into our hearts produces fruit, and that your words don't go back to you empty. They are fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. I pray that every experience I share now helps the people who listen to build their Christian faith and their Christian journey. And at the end, Lord, may we dwell with you in the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so, this past 2 months, I struggled with praying. I struggled with hearing God's voice. And I struggled with just spending time with God. You know, I really struggled with that. And even studying my Bible, it started becoming a chore. I wasn't enjoying it. And these are real struggles that people face. It's not that because you're struggling with these things, you don't love God or God doesn't love you. But even as I struggled with these things, I wasn't happy. So, obviously, I went back to God and I asked, what's going on? Are you annoyed with me? Why are you not speaking to me? I'm not enjoying time in prayer. There are so many things. And, you know, I just said, okay, you know what? I'll just try. So I spoke to my friend, and you know, she told me how she goes about her Bible study, and she told me how she hears from God and all that. I'm like, oh yes, so if my friend can experience this, who am I not to? Because we're both co-heirs to the kingdom of God, like the Bible tells us. But Jesus Christ both died for the two of us, and you know, I deserve these experiences too as a child of God. So I went back to God, and you know, there were so many things he taught me, many in the space of 1 week, really. Because the struggling part took a long time, and the solution to my problems took a very short time. And I want to share the things that I learned with my listeners so that we can all learn and grow spiritually. This year, I am so eager to see everybody grow spiritually. There's so much to be experienced about God, and I want us all to experience it, to go deeper, to go higher. So irrespective of what you've experienced in the past, your Christian journey, I want to tell you that there is more. And that more is what we're going to explore in this 2021. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So you can read the previous verses to know what these things are, like the food you eat, the clothes you wear. You can even include your job, your career, all those things. When you seek the kingdom of God first, every other thing will be added unto you. So now, what lessons did I learn? I think the first thing God taught me is, do not be afraid to go back to the basics. What are the basics? Who is God? Who is Jesus Christ? Who is the Holy Spirit? What is the gospel? Why did Jesus come to die for us? I mean, to some people, this might sound, I know these things. No, this is really easy. It's the plain, I can know it. I've read it so many times. But the truth is, we must all show the humility to always go back to the basics, no matter how far we've gone in our spiritual journey. And here is why. There's always something new to learn. There's always something new to understand. The fact that I studied this yesterday or 3 years ago doesn't mean I can't look over it again today. What if there's something I didn't see 3 years ago? So looking at it now, you know, as time goes on, your perspective changes sometimes. And looking at things when your perspective has changed helps you to just see things differently. Or even not that, just learning new things, even if it's one new thing you learn, right? So recently, the Holy Spirit instructed me to go back and study Psalm 23. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I can say it in my sleep. So Psalm 23, I'm like, even the Bible study part of it, I've read a couple of, you know, Bible studies about, you know, the Lord being our shepherd and how David was trying to, you know, explain how God is his own shepherd. I've read those things. So why are you telling me to read it again? But, you know, obedience. So I went back and I studied Psalm 23 again. And I discovered fantastic new things. I'll share that in another episode. So let's move on to the next thing. So going back to the basics, we must be humble enough, humble and obedient enough to go back to the basics. Very, very important. Go back and see, why did God come to die for us? The life of Jesus, everything. So moving on to my next point, being sensitive. The Holy Spirit taught me that I need to be sensitive and I need to be very mindful of my environment and of everything going on around me and in my mind. And he taught me this because I thought I struggled with hearing the voice of God. And the reason I thought I struggled with hearing the voice of God is because I expected to hear the voice of God in a particular way. I expected, you know, a still small voice to come and speak close to my ear and to my hearing, and, you know, I would just grab everything and just, you know, walk with that. But God speaks to people in so many ways. Studying through the scriptures, we can see the story of Moses. We can see the story of David. We can see the story of Joseph, dreams. We can see the story of Nehemiah. We can see the story of Abraham. There are so many ways God spoke to different people in the Bible. And there are so many ways he still speaks to people today. So expecting God to speak to you in a particular way is like trying to put God in a box. We need to be open, like we need to be open to the experiences of God. The fact that God spoke to you yesterday through a still small voice doesn't mean that's how he's going to speak to you today. Yesterday is gone. Be open to the new experiences of today. So I thought I struggled with this thing, and the Holy Spirit taught me, look, you need to be very mindful. I am everywhere. The Spirit of the Lord is everywhere. God is everywhere. He's in nature. He's in your heart. He's in your mind. The Bible tells us that upon salvation, our spirit becomes one spirit with God. I think it's 1 Corinthians 6 that tells us that he that is in Christ is one spirit with him. Yes. So he's everywhere around us. So we shouldn't expect things to go in the way we say they should go. The Bible tells us how the ways of God are perfect. So however God chooses to speak to you is in itself perfect because it is from the Lord. Right? So like I said, there's going to be another episode about hearing the voice of God. So let me move on to the next lesson. The next lesson is intentional Bible study. So I've had to learn intentional Bible study. And guys, I discovered a fantastic Bible study app. I mean, YouVersion is fantastic. You know, it has all the Bible study plans and all. But I found something we can use to supplement it. And that's Blue Letter Bible. Blue Letter Bible app. It's so fantastic that when you open a particular chapter of the Bible and you click on a verse, you can see the Bible concordance. That's the Bible translation in Hebrew. That's where the language the Bible was first of all written in. So you can see the Bible concordance. Then you can also see text commentaries. That's where you see all the people that have written detailed Bible study notes on that particular chapter of the Bible. And it is amazing having to read what other people think about this. And even those people have already summed up what other people have said. So you just get to see so many people's ideas and point of views things you wouldn't have thought of in the first place. People that have done in-depth Bible study, and all they are showing you is, this is what I have studied. And they've backed it up by other parts of the scriptures. It's amazing. It's so amazing. So I've had to dedicate time to study my Bible every day. And it's been fantastic. Using this Bible app and just reading through the Bible study notes has been fantastic. Some days where I don't know what to study, I go back to the basics. I take a Psalm 23 or a John 3:16, or I take a Psalm 91, things like that. And I study them. And from there, you see other supplementary Bible texts. And then you go on and you keep studying and going deep into the scriptures. It's fantastic. It is beautiful. And one thing we need to notice, before studying the word, don't forget to pray. You know, when we're trying to read a book, no matter what you read in that book, right? Nobody can better explain that book to you than the author of the book. And the Bible tells us that every scripture is inspired by the Spirit of God. God is the original author of the Bible. So who better to help you understand the Bible than the one who wrote it? So pray every time that God should open your eyes of understanding, open your ears, and open your heart to be receptive and obedient to the things that you read in the scriptures. And it works fantastic. All right. So moving on, I also learned that, you know, God is not bounded by time. Wow, I learned this. I learned this and I was shocked. I'm like, oh, wow. So it started like this. Learning this particular lesson started like this. I was telling God that, God, I can't wait. 31st of December 2020, I'm going to sing, praise, dance. You know, I'm going to shake the room with my praises. And the next thing I hear, at least I heard that one, is, why do you have to wait till the 31st? Why not start now? And I'm like, okay. And then I just ignored it, right? And I went about my daily life. And then people were talking about, what they are doing on 31st. I'm like, I'm going to pray, sing. I'm just going to start my new year with God, all those things. And again, the same thing. Why wait till the 31st? Why not start now? And I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to do an end of the year retreat. So my friends in my fellowship group, God bless you guys. Shout out to Zion. So my friends in my fellowship group started telling me about, you know, they spent personal time with God. They went on retreat. God spoke to them. They had a fantastic time with God. I said, hey, me too. I'll go and do my own. So I did that. You know, I set up, you know, a prayer structure, a prayer retreat, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to ask God. I wrote down my goals for 2021, my spiritual goals especially, as in I just wanted to grow in 2021. And I built a prayer structure around it. My spiritual mentor really helped me in that building of the prayer structure. And guys, I built this prayer structure. I had to set alarms on my phone. Prayer time, stand up, go and pray. At a very early hour in the morning, that is uncomfortable for me to wake up. Thank God for the strength of God. And then I would wake up, pray, do everything. And guys, everything that I said I want to achieve in 2021, spiritually, God helped me to achieve it in the space of 1 week, the last week of 2020. God helped me achieve these things. And He showed me that, my daughter, there is more to be experienced. There is more. There is a deeper, higher dimension. Keep digging deep. All these ones, he made everything I put as my 2021 goals seem like, no, this is a small thing, just take. And I was like, oh, wow. He's not bounded by time. He doesn't, all those things you think you want to achieve in 2 months' time, 3 months' time, pray about it, be dedicated, and walk towards it. And it can come earlier than expected. But we also need to be open to the fact that it can also come later than expected. And it doesn't mean that God's timing is not perfect. Isaiah 55:8 tells us that, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. And my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. So we need to be open to the ways of God because they are perfect. You might not always understand them, but have the confidence that the way of the Lord is perfect. Psalm 18 verse 30 says, God's way is perfect and his promises are ever true. So when you've asked something in the name of Jesus and according to the will of God, know that you have the ticket to breakthrough already. Right? So, like I said, I'm going to talk about this in more detail in another episode. Okay, so another thing I learned, this one is pretty short. Always pray for grace each new day. Always pray for grace every day. Lord, help me. Give me the grace for this particular day. Help me. Help me. The experiences of yesterday are different from the experiences of today and tomorrow. So let's always ask God for the grace to deal with today's, you know, experiences, today's challenges, today's life. So another thing I learned, spending time in the place of prayer. This cannot be overemphasized. I've had to learn to spend 1 hour praying. Not 1 hour, you know, praying, studying your Bible. No, 1 hour praying alone. For me, it was pretty difficult in the beginning. It was. But I'm very happy that I have been able to develop endurance in the place of prayer. There's more room for me to grow and improve. But at least I have been able to develop, I've been able to develop like a form of enjoyment, sense of satisfaction as I pray, as opposed to what I was struggling with before. So spending time in the place of prayer, at least 1 hour a day, wake up, pray before the distractions of the world set in the morning, or when the world has retired to bed and the distractions have gone away. Because it's, you know, the world is pretty distracting, and we need to always find time to leave the distraction behind and focus on God. We see many times in the scriptures where Jesus left his disciples and went to a secluded place to pray, sometimes for a couple of days, sometimes just for particular hours. So we need to also develop that that discipline in the place of prayer. Yeah, because we're learning from the life of Jesus as well. Jesus did it and we can do it. So lastly, we should be always eager. We should always be eager to learn about God. We should always be eager to know his ways, learn from him, learn from other people about him. We should always be open. You know, this mindset of, oh, I've heard this before. Oh, I know this particular verse. I think that mindset should be dropped. There's always something new to learn. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. This is a very common scripture amongst Christians. So when someone wants to teach on John 3:16, be open to learning and, you know, getting new perspectives on that scripture verse. Not saying, oh, I've heard it before, and closing your mind. No, be open. There's always something new to learn. In our walk with God, no matter how much you've read it, no matter how much you know it, there's always something new to learn. Right? So those are that's a summary of the things I have learned this past few weeks. And I just thought to share with you guys, because I know that this my experience is going to help somebody somewhere to, you know, improve in their walk with God and just, you know, take their prayer life and their spiritual life more seriously. And I just want to remind you, God loves you so much. You are a miracle. God created you for a purpose, with a purpose, by purpose, on purpose. You are not a mistake. You are not just existing. You are here for a reason. So if you don't know the reason why you've been created, the specific reason, obviously, because the Bible tells us that we are created for his glory, to show forth his excellence. But if you don't know the specific reason why God created you and put you on the surface of this earth, go in the place of prayer and ask him. He's always willing to communicate with his children. That is something I have always learned. Once you spend time with him, he would come to you and he will pour in you. God bless you. God bless you. This 2021 is going to be amazing. It's going to be fantastic. I pray for the spirit of consistency to always, you know, drop out content here and help you. Also share with you my own personal Christian journey. And we'll be doing some Bible teachings, Bible study. It's going to be a fantastic year. And we trust that the Holy Spirit will teach every one of us and help us in our journey with God. Thank you very much for listening, for liking, for subscribing, for sharing. God bless you. Please do not relent on your effort. The goal is to know Christ and to make Christ known. So share with everybody. Everyone needs to come to the knowledge of Christ. The Bible tells us how there's so much peace in Christ. So telling people about Jesus, it's a form of love because you want them to experience this peace as well. And as you do this, may the Almighty bless you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. May He give you peace in all that you do. And all that you need for your joy to be full, may the Lord bestow upon you this year in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You are a miracle. Bye. Till next time.